Hi, this is Jesse Bifulco of the Penn Bay Estate Planning Law Center, and this is my podcast called Minute Estate Planner, where you can learn something useful about estate planning in just 1 minute. Do you own property that's worth a lot more now than when you paid for it? The camp you inherited, land you bought in 1973, the stock grandpa gave you, these are all potential income tax liabilities. If you don't plan right, you can give that tax problem to your kids. What if you aren't worried about the kids? What if you just want to get the benefit yourself without paying the capital gains tax? You pay capital gains taxes on the difference between what you paid for something and what you sell it for. If your property is worth hundreds of thousands or millions more than what you paid for it, chances are the tax at sale will be much more than any gift tax. For 99% of people, that's true. Wouldn't it be great to have the market value of that property without paying the capital gains taxes, or leave it in a way that erases that tax for your heirs? With a well-drafted estate plan, you can. An estate plan review should always include a capital gains tax analysis in addition to an estate and gift tax analysis. This is Minute Estate Planner with attorney Jesse Bifulco.